Our first guest, as I mentioned, Jim Nisley is in. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Thank you for coming in, filling in here for the mayor. That's appreciate you coming in and taking over his duties today.
Those are big shoes to fill, but I'll do the best I can this morning.
All right. Very good. You guys had a city council meeting last night, normal meeting. And I know you guys had some appointments, consent appointments on the agenda to go through.
We approved the appointment of Glenn Van Velsen, who's a new member on the Planning Commission.
Very good.
And then Nelson Jett and Kurt McCune to the Planning Commission. And I just want to thank them and the people on the commission for the work they do. They're very helpful to us on the city council, reviewing the property issues that come up, zoning and what development and those things. So it's really an important committee. These are good people. We rely upon them. We're glad they're there.
Very good. Very good. So that's a new member at least getting on there, and then some that have been on there for a while. So that's great to see. Let's talk. The mayor put fairly typical property changes. What's he referring to there? Do you know?
Yeah, there had to do with vacating some utility easements on some property.
Pretty much
standard stuff. There's also the big thing is the GPH Sports Medicine replat out there by the 83 bridge south there. They're building a development in there and improving that property. So it's all connected to that. And that's an exciting thing to have happen. That'll be a nice development there.
Awesome. I would notice there was a lot of second readings on the agenda yesterday.
Yes, there were. And these primarily had to do with those property issues. Many of those require three readings. And so we've approved two times, and then we'll wait to approve it on the last reading coming up the next meeting.
Talking with Jim Nisley here for a city council recap, what happened yesterday. There's an annexation of around 10 acres on 18th Street.
Yes. That's, as I understand, presented to us. That property may be sold, and someone looking at it, it would be good property for development. We've trying to address the housing issue. I'd like to see more development there on the north side. I think it's a good area. It'd be nice to address affordable housing issue in North Platte.
And when you say annexation, that's the city annexing to bring it into...
Yes, to bring it into the city. And they generally do that when it's adjacent to the city.
Right.
And we generally do that when there's a prospect of a new development there.
Oh, very good. Very good. Well, that's certainly, obviously kind of... job number one, two, and three probably right now with all the new stuff that's come in is housing.
Yes, it is. And that's kind of a priority issue. And, the city people are working on it. We're doing the best we can to address that issue. The walls are going up there at the meat processing plant, so it's going to be coming.
I drove out there last Saturday. Drove by it, and I guess I hadn't driven by in a while because it was a little taller than it was last time I saw it.
Yeah, they're working diligently out there, and so that's something that we have to, as a community, have to expect.
Another item was changes to a telecommunications tax.
Yeah, that's a tax that's been around for a long time. It primarily was on the telephone lines, landlines, and then, of course, cable TV. And, of course, what you've had in the last 15 years or so is a transition, maybe less with landlines to mobile phones. And that has created an issue for a taxing purpose. Number one, it brings in a revenue that's significant enough to affect the city budget. And the way to address that is to bring in all the telecommunications and make it fair, too, to the people who have the cable TV and the telephone. Make a fair taxing, and that's the idea, is to bring that in to the taxing arena.
I guess I would have. So I'm surprised it hadn't been at this point.
Yeah, that it is, but it's something that we need to address. And of course, the one thing to say with this is that declining revenues in the occupation taxes means exposure for having to increase real estate taxes, and that's something we just don't want to do.
So this tax, where does it come from, or where does it go on, and how will people see the impact?
It'll be on their bill. I right now I can't tell you the exact date, but there'll be an increase on the bill. You get your itemized bill.
Okay. So it's on like your monthly
bill. Yeah, on your monthly bill. It should not be significant, but it's there. And again, we have to look at this sort of revenue to avoid increases on real estate taxes.
Right. Well, and let's be honest. I mean, landline services are dropping, which means those taxing dollars are dropping. So it's got to be picked up somewhere. And it's only fair to... I mean, they're getting transferred over to mobile phones, basically.
You know, that's really true. And you know, one thing about from a taxing authority standpoint, you know, you don't want to tax a segment of the business and not the other. It's not fair.
Sure.
Either that or eliminate the whole tax. And if we do that, now that raises the issue of having to increase real estate taxes, which we don't want to do.
All right. Talking with Jim Nisley here, North Platte City Council met yesterday. I know there was talk about creating an occupation tax on the ownership of skill games.
Yeah, that's also a new development with a recent change in the change in Nebraska law allowing those sort of things. It's the reason this is becoming an issue is that there are skill games and convenience stores and a lot of reputable businesses, but there have been a certain areas where they do have skill games where we've had to have police intervention. There was a shooting at one of them. And of course, this is the reason that comes to our attention, if the police are having to be involved, then that has to be paid for.
Right.
So the city has to look at that. You know, that's an appropriate thing to do, too, is we need to also appropriately monitor that to make sure it's in the best interest of the community.
Right. So that's something that looks like it got tabled.
Yeah, they want to review that. Essentially, they're putting an occupation tax on the skill game machines.
Okay.
But we have to look at the actual placement of those machines, whether there should be a little bit more tight regulation by the city. And the reason for that is that we've had some issues arising out of that. And, you know, and unfortunately, issues potentially of drug issues and other things.
Are those taxes that other cities typically have already have on theirs, do you know?
You know, some of the cities have. Actually, North Platte is kind of in the lead on this.
Oh, really?
There is not a lot of other communities that are doing it, but we've kind of been forced to take a look at it simply from the law enforcement issue.
Right. Okay. And finally, a work session presentations by some folks from UNL.
Oh, tell you about something positive. These are interns that came out from the University of Nebraska and Lincoln. And this shows you how a cooperation between the university and the communities can be. They did a survey primarily on two issues, housing, the condition of housing in North Platte, as well as the street conditions. And it's kind of interesting to hear the presentations. They evaluated the streets. Primarily, the streets they looked at were in wards 1 and 4, which I think were appropriate to look at. And the idea is to help the city set up kind of a system that we can keep the repairs and maintenance up of those streets so there's not a lot of deterioration.
Yeah.
Go after the ones that really need fixing first and then have a program set up to keep them maintained. And that's important to a community.
I know that was something when, you know, Mayor Kelleher was first becoming mayor, was in his playbook, was transparency on getting roads fixed.
Oh, yeah. And you know, the one thing about it is it's something, it's just like anything else. You know, you own a house, you have to maintain it. The streets are the same way. The city has to maintain those streets for, you know, a multitude of reasons. You don't want a bunch of potholes in the street going down. That's hard on people's cars. And, of course, there's also emergency vehicles that may have to use them. So there's a lot of reasons why the city wants to keep them maintained.
Well, no doubt about that. And were those UNL students? Or?
Yes, they were. And, you know, another really encouraging thing about that, I forgot to mention the second part of it, is the housing. They went and did a survey of some housing. And it's a nice little presentation. The city can take that information now and use that in assisting us in looking at policy issues. But yeah, they're young people, of course. The one thing I want to tell people, and I want to congratulate North Platte, the one thing they emphasized when they made their presentation, you know, they came into North Platte, they weren't from here, and they were so gratified by the kindness of people in North Platte. You know, they're really impressed by that. Okay. And I think that's something this community has, is we have good people here. You know, we can be good to each other. And people see that when they come into a community. And I'm sure these people were very favorably impressed by that.
Well, that's good representation. They're going back to the other end of the state and hopefully sharing that as well.
So. And possibly they may even come back here and work.
Well, that,
so,
yeah.
You know, that's even a double benefit.
Right. You mean, it, sometimes all it takes is a negative, something negative to happen. And somebody's going, well, I'm never going back there, even if that's not fair.
Oh, yeah.
That's life. So
a
you,
smile can make a bigger right. difference than a frown, that's for sure.
City Council met yesterday, and that was the work session at 5 o'clock, so you got a little early time yesterday.
Yeah, it was a little bit longer. But again, it was a very impressive. There was a booklet prepared. There's not a lot of them out, but if anybody was interested, I'm sure they could contact Judy Clark, and she could share some of that information with them.
Very good. Jim, anything else from yesterday's meeting?
Oh, not right now, no. It's very, okay. very good to be here.
Yeah, thank you for coming in here today. I appreciate all your time on the City Council, and we'll be talking another meeting here in a couple weeks then, right?
Okay. Brandon should be here. So
we'll be back into August, and we'll be into August then next time he comes in.
Yeah. Now we're going to be facing city budget.
I was going to say, that I thought was right around the corner here. So that there'll probably be a work session or two for that, won't there?
Absolutely.
All right. Okay. Well, thank you for coming in. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Tanner. Have a good day.